Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
We went from the NBA futures market to who could win the West, where Minnesota fits in now that they've got Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He was traded there earlier today, to NBA MVP, and the rabbit hole has continued all the way down to most improved player in the NBA because there is a market for that at Bet Rivers. We are figuring out who's going to win that now because Ken and I are nerds, and it's July 4th weekend coming up, and this is the only thing going on. But there are baseball games as well, and there's actual stuff that you can bet on that you will get a return right now. So we've got to do the Bet Rivers same game parlay. So Ken, let's get to that before we go back to most improved player that we're trying to figure out here.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Cardinals game starts in, I think it's about 20 to 30 minutes. So we do the same game parlay during the power hour, but with the game starting earlier and with there only being Major League Baseball tonight, these are bets we've given out. Well, one of the bets is a bet we've given out on the show all the time, and a team we follow obviously very closely because Jake's a fan of them, the St. Louis Cardinals. So we're going to take Cardinals team total over 5, and then Juan Yepes, right? That's how I pronounce that name. Jake, how do I pronounce his name?
You got it, Juan Yepes.
That's what I thought. So Cardinals have 3 really good rookies that are actually playing for them all at the same time with Nolan Gorman and Brendan Donovan. And Yepes is kind of like the forgotten one, but actually has still been like a big part of their team. So team total over 5 for the Cardinals and Yepes to hit a home run tonight. That'll be the same game parlay in the Cardinals game. Then we can, you know, just Bill will tweet that out from our account if you want the particulars.
Boom. There it is. Done. Now back to most improved.
This
is so great.
Back to our programming.
And now, it's funny. Like when you look at the 5 names on here, though, we've already eliminated Jalen Brunson, Onyeka Okongwu, and RJ Barrett. So it's LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards. When we look at like the 5 names, they both have the top 2 odds, but they're all grouped together at this point. It's LaMelo Ball at 16-1. Yeah. So did I swing you a little bit more towards LaMelo Ball when I told you the Hornets won 43 games last year? Yeah. That's my thing. That's why I said 41.5 for a win total. And that may be a little high because I did forget. Well, I didn't forget, but I didn't take into account the Miles Bridges situation, which is really
bad. Can I ask a stupid question, too? And just people might know the answer to this. Is Ball definitely going to start every game this year?
Yeah.
Came off the bench last year.
I mean, but that was when he came back from injury. If I remember correctly.
Yeah,
right?
But I just mean, is it a sure thing? If somebody tells me it's a sure thing, I'll be like, okay, no problem. I'm just saying, Anthony Edwards started every game, where he's already there.
Yeah.
Are they definitely starting LaMelo? I'm just asking the question.
I don't know
but
why.
I would still have him second, behind Edwards.
I don't know why Steve Clifford would be stupid enough not to do that. My only worry is that Steve Clifford, I know he said once he got introduced by the team, we're going to keep the pace that they had last year, but also focus on defense because they were horrible defensively. They were 22nd in defensive efficiency, and that's actually being nice. They were a revolving door the entire time. You knew they weren't going to stop anybody. Take the over every single time the Hornets are playing, and it'll probably not be the same way under Steve Clifford this year. But how does that affect everybody else? Think about this. At the beginning of the year, this past season, you had a new head coach in Dallas and Jason Kidd. And I know Luka was also out of shape, but Luka Doncic struggled. He was not putting up MVP numbers, and he was the favorite going into the season, and then ended up falling out of even consideration for it because he just lost pace with, Jokic and Joel Embiid and everybody else that was getting thrown around in that conversation for a while. So that would be the only thing is, does LaMelo Ball maybe struggle under a new head coach, doesn't play with the same just flair that makes him who he is, and does that then maybe hurt him early on in the year and he falls out of consideration? So that's something to keep in mind as well when you're thinking about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Clifford, a try-hard coach who can take mediocre teams and get them to like 40, 43 wins, 45 wins, and like 7, 8 seed in the playoffs. Like, can definitely do that. Orlando did it with them, obviously, as well. It's possible. Like, Ball does fit. I mean, he's a huge draft pick with a huge name already. So in that way, it's already appealing. Like, how much more does he even have to do to get in consideration? And if he starts this year for the first time, like all 82 or, you know, whatever, 70 games, whatever the going rate's going to be this year for starters, with all the injury and load management stuff built in, it makes a ton of sense. So who's in our next tier? I actually don't even know who's in the next tier. I'm dying to know.
So we got two guys now at 18-1, Jalen Green down in Houston, who's going to be in his second year, and Jordan Poole, who is also 18-1. So for me, just looking at this right off the bat, Jordan Poole, one, not going to start because he's also in there as one of the favorites to win. And I think he's actually the favorite to win sixth man. Let me check.
He's the favorite or the second favorite. Hero and him. Yeah, Hero and him are the co-favorites.
Jordan Poole is tied with Tyler Hero at 6-1 to win sixth man of the year. So he's got more of a chance of winning that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what he did. Jordan.
No. I mean, imagine him winning most improved. That's what he's not going to start. He's immediately eliminated.
He missed the boat.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, also last year, he was starting for them. His big improvement, his big jump was last season. The hype train has already left the station with him. So we've moved past that with him. Sixth man of the year, there's value. Most improved for Jordan Poole. He's not, unless he goes out and somehow averages 25 points a game off the bench for the Warriors, or they have some crazy lineup where he's starting and you're doing Jordan Poole in the backcourt and you're putting Klay Thompson at the three. Like, I don't know, but you have Wiggins.
I would never bet Jordan
Poole. It doesn't make any sense. So I would cross Jordan Poole off right now.
Narrative makes no sense. They won the title last year and he was already awesome.
None of it.
Like, that makes no sense. You don't even start. None of this makes sense. Not a huge draft pick. Like, it's just a bizarro, like, they're going to be awesome. But that I hate that. That makes no sense. Who was the other guy next to him?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for
real. Jalen Green, who's going to be in his second year. Now, obviously, early. You've got Jabari Smith there as well. I think it's a little early for him to make that next jump. The only reason I would consider him is because he's a bucket getter. And if he stays healthy, he can go out and get you 20-something points a game, and that would at least garner some consideration there. But you got Jabari Smith there, obviously. You got Kevin Porter Jr. also in that backcourt. They got a young, talented team in Houston. They're going to lose a lot of games, though. So you're not going to get that. That might be a year off if Houston – as these young players grow, then a year from now,
a few years from now,
that's when Jalen Green might be considered. So I wouldn't look at him this year, but I'd look at him maybe next year. It could even be the year after. Just given all the stuff we're putting together here, he's on pace to kind of be that guy to be looked at as, look, he could average 25 points a game in a couple of years. He can score. So he could be there at some point, but I don't see it this coming season.
Yeah, their team success is going to be the thing that holds. There's no chance they're over 500. There's a 0% chance. So, if he averaged like 29 points a game, then he would probably win maybe in that situation. But like year two and they stink, it's like all wrong with like the historical fit for the player, to be honest. So it's not, again, for all these guys, like Brunson can win, Barrett can win, Jalen Green can win. We would just strongly prefer others. That's really the whole point of this. So like, that just I would never bet Jalen Green, at least not right now, at least before the season starts. Yeah. Houston's going to be
maybe
terrible.
Next year.
Yeah.
So the next tier I'm really excited about. This is when my nerd is going to come out and you're going to be very excited. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys tied at 25-1 now. So we jumped from 18-1.
Okay.
Jordan Poole and Jalen Green.
We have like 5 minutes left. Give me all five and let's kind of go where we want to go here. Give me all five.
I will give you all five. We got plenty of time. Here we go.
These are 25-1s.
These are 25-1. The first one is Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson is 25-1. The storyline's right itself there.
Oh,
does most improve count as I came back and actually played an entire full season?
Yeah.
I've improved my fitness and I've improved my health.
This voting is so dumb.
Matter.
Yes. Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
So Zion Williamson is 25-1. Here's one that I do really like. Anfernee Simons at 25-1. Just signed that $100 million deal. Going to have a much bigger role in Portland. Last year was somebody, he didn't get enough consideration. He was a guy I really liked last year for it. He went from 7 points a game to 17. But keep in mind, too, that once Damian Lillard went down and finished, you know, they sat him out the rest of the season in Portland and they essentially tanked, Simons averaged about 23 points a game. So a bigger role, given the opportunity to now be part of a team that's going to be winning. Like, they're trying to win again. There's a chance there for Anfernee Simons to go and average 20-something points a game and really pad those stats and put him into consideration. So at 25-1 there, I actually like that. Cade Cunningham at 25-1, second year, obviously. He was number one overall.
Like Jalen
Green went number two.
Early.
It's too early. I would not put him in there. Tyrese Halliburton is also 25-1. That's interesting. Ooh. Now, the Pacers are going to be tanking, though. They're terrible. But he's got one more experience.
He's
like,
so
I know it's
awesome.
Not crazy.
I just love him.
He's so good.
So good. Yeah.
Like, he's so talented. And I know it sounds crazy, but he's actually going to get more exposure playing for the Pacers than he is the Kings, because at least he's playing more towards the East. Like, I know. That's how bad it is for Sacramento. But the Kings are aggressive. They've been aggressive this offseason. The final one is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 25-1. So that's Zion, Anfernee Simons, Cade Cunningham, Tyrese Halliburton, and SGA. At 25.
Here's the good news. I was afraid you were going to read all five and I was going to love all five. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
I was like really worried about that, because I didn't like a lot of the guys we've read so far. And I was like,
I'm excited
please,
by
like,
at least
not
I'm
like
excited
more.
By. I'm excited by three of them. There's three of them.
So
I
here's,
right
so
now.
Here's, yeah. So like, yeah, we still have a few minutes here. So
yeah,
Zion needs to be like his own segment. Cause it's just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Would I kick out? So Zion, Simons, Cade, Halliburton, SGA, would I kick out any immediately? I think I'm kicking out Halliburton because of team success. I think that's the first one I'm going to kick out.
Yeah. I really like him though. I like him. Yeah. I like him for that award. I like the chance that he could put up the numbers to be in consideration. But I think because the Pacers are going to be bad, that's sort of like, I was like, there were three that I liked. He was one of them, but I may almost make it 2.5 because he's going to lose out on that team success situation. So you probably do have to cross him off the list at that point.
Okay. I'd also like to kick out Cade for that reason. And with Jalen Green, it's also like a year early for him. He strikes me as like, he's going to have a good year and then he's going to be Ja next offseason. And have like the Anthony Edwards this offseason. Like, it's like they're just the next guys. Like, that's really what's happening.
It is. It's a year early. It's the next guy with MVP. Yeah. It's the next guy with most improved, kind of goes in the same trajectory, but younger players as MVP, right?
Where it's just, year four instead of year six.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So, year six is when we start thinking MVP or something like that. Year four is when we start thinking most improved. Like, there's a big trajectory here that's easily identifiable. I would consider kicking Simons for team success. They're interesting. Like it's you really need Shaedon Sharpe to be really good right away, to be honest, because it's Lillard, Simons, and Nurkic, who they just re-signed today. So like it's those three. What does that get you in the West? Like it didn't get them a lot last year. And Lillard was hurt, which I understand.
But remember,
but like,
yeah, Damian Lillard was, and Dame, by the way, was terrible even beforehand. Like he was unhealthy and not playing well. He was shooting horribly the entire year.
Right.
It was everything was bad. So I almost throw that out and see. Portland could win 37, 38 games maybe next year. Maybe they surprise people and get
that's
closer to 500.
Tough, right? Tough to bet Simons when that's kind of like what we think they're going to be, though, right?
Right. That's why we're doing
like, this. I like it makes sense. And then, it's like an obvious making sense guy. It's kind of like the Knicks. Like, you really got to think Portland's going to be something. I don't know if they're going to be that.
Yeah. All right, we still got Zion Williamson here. SGA's on the list as well. We're still going to roll down this list and get back to the top of the NBA as well. You better you bet, BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.